can kind of just go over what the Humane Society is going to be looking at for this General Assembly in hopes of maybe getting something through there.
So this year, we're planning to work on the Cub Protection Act, which would prohibit direct contact with the general public and lions, tigers, and bears specifically. Indiana has a troubling past with cub breeding and display of tiger cubs, lion cubs, things of that nature. And so because of that, we have really narrowed in on this issue and decided to work on that specifically for 2021.
What's the state doing as far as that's concerned now?
Last year, we worked on a bill, House Bill 1200, that would prohibit direct contact with the public and dangerous wild animals, and then also prohibit private possession of dangerous wild animals. That bill, it was heard in the House Natural Resources Committee, but unfortunately did not get a vote. And really, the issue has kind of been here for the last several years. Several years ago, Dennis Hill had a run-in with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources for keeping dozens of tigers in squalor conditions. And then more recently, Tim Stark has been in the news based on the Attorney General's lawsuit against him and his USDA license being revoked. And thankfully, Tim Stark's facility has now closed down. But I mean, he had, when they came in, he had 6 lions, 16 tigers, 7 lion and tiger hybrids, 6 cougars, 2 leopards, and 3 bears. I mean, so just a massive amount of dangerous wild animals that he was allowing the public to come into contact with, take photos with, that really is dangerous for people and just inhumane for the conditions that those animals were living in.
This year, you know, it's obviously different because of COVID, and it's a budget session as well. So what are your hopes that something can get done with that, and maybe something else that you're looking at for this session?
We are being flexible, and we are really grateful to the Indiana General Assembly for implementing protocols that will keep everybody safe. It's been a little bit of a challenge with face-to-face meetings and just, you know, figuring out, you know, the new meeting room locations and things like that. This direct contact prohibition bill, the Cub Protection Act is what we're calling it, will be our number one priority. As we know that the legislators are looking to focus on budget and redistricting, but we're also hoping that since this bill is really common sense, that the committees, that it'll sail through committee, and it will just be something that, you know, would be in agreement, just given the recent circumstances with wildlife in need, with the Attorney General shutting down that facility and essentially getting all of those animals into facilities where they can have better lives.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Taylor, for your time.